Okay. And you're carrying this much wood. You say, I just got a...
I'm full of wood.
Do you ever use a turn of wood for that?
No.
And if you had, I know this maybe is not appropriate, but I'll ask it anyway. If you had a wagon, you're going along in a wagon, and it wasn't full, it just had a, it wasn't full of wood, it just had a, is there any term for that part? Load or something like that? Or jag? Or,
it wouldn't, no.
You wouldn't say jag. Partial load or something?
Yeah. I think that would be it. Half load, maybe we might say like that.
Mm-hmm.
A half a load of wood. It wouldn't be a full load, it'd be a half a load of wood.
Okay. And you carry your clothes out to hang them up in a...
basket.
And you had nails. It looks like a barrel, but it's smaller. It's a wooden...
keg.
And the musical instrument that play like this?
French harp.
And the one they play like this is the...
oh, I don't know what you... mouth harp? Is there a difference? I don't know.
Some people make a distinction. They call one a French harp and the other... do you ever hear juice harp? Is that the one
that
goes in my mouth? Mouth harp. Okay, mouth harp it is. Mr. Long told me it was a juice harp.
Well, he probably knows.
I don't know, his term, and yours is as good as his.
I just never...
I thought maybe that would be what... you may just not be familiar with it. Around the barrel, you have big metal...
metal, bands.
Or another word for that would be metal...
strips?
Hoops.
We used to play with barrel hoops. Especially from a wooden barrel.
You'd roll them? Or would they
we'd
be,
roll them.
Would they be wooden? Or would they be metal?
Sometimes they were wood. And sometimes they were metal.
And if you had a bottle and you didn't want the liquid to come out, you'd put a...
stopper. Or a cork.
Would if it's made out of glass, what would you call it?
A glass bottle? Oh,
a glass thing.
I think I'd still call it a stopper.
Stopper. Wouldn't call it a glass cork.
Would you?
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't call
no,
it
I wouldn't call it a glass cork.
Some people do. Then, if you hit a nail, you probably hit it with a...
hammer.
I had a woman tell me she hit it with a shoe. and on the wagon, you remember any of the things? If you had two-horse wagon, the thing that was separated the horses was called...
a baton.
And, if you had a one-horse rig, you had things like this. Horses. On a buggy, I guess it would be things that stuck out in the horse one between. Shavs?
Yeah, I think I've heard. I remember my aunt had a horse. I think they called them the shavs.
And,
what's a single tree?
I can tell you. So something to do with a two-horse rig. You'd use the word single tree at any rate. You might have heard it at any rate.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Uh-huh. And probably a double tree is another word that would come to mind.
I don't know what it is. I'll have to look it up.
Something to do with evening. Two single trees make a double tree. I think sounds very logical. I'm not sure what these parts are either, but... if they're not familiar to you, I don't think I'll press you for them.
No, you better not.
if a man had some wood and he was going from one town to the next, you'd say he's doing what to the wood? He's taking from one place to another. He's